Hey man, it's your boy Friday. You might have heard me on God Did. Little Baby Forever.
I lose it all, I swear. I need it tonight.
I'm rocking with Nyla. We need to talk.
Spend off in the nanos. Yeah. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk. And today I got Friday in the building. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed. Feel good.
Feel good? In New York City?
Yeah, it's a little crowded out here, but I like it.
It's definitely crowded out here. But Philly's low-key crowded, too.
Yeah. It's just the people more, like, it's hype.
What is this?
I don't know. Like, it's aggressive and hype, like.
Yeah. I feel like Philly is the same. You guys are, like, cousin cities.
Nah, Philly not the same. Here, it's, like,
just more
traffic, like,
okay.
1,000 people walking on the sidewalk.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Philly, like, it's kind of peaceful.
There's no sidewalk traffic.
Yeah, it ain't like New York for sure.
Sidewalk traffic actually pisses me off. Like, how are we at a standstill on the street? Okay. So I've been watching your grind for a while now, and I'm like, who is this guy? I see you standing next to Khaled. That was my introduction to you, what God did. Then I'm like, damn, what a hell of a look. So for those who don't know, including myself, like, who is Friday?
I'm Friday. I can't even explain myself for real. You just got to listen to music or just be around me. I can't. Can you explain yourself? If somebody asks you who's Nyla?
Hell yeah.
For real?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a weird question. No. I don't know.
You're an artist.
Yeah,
I'm an instrumentalist.
I'm just me. I can't explain myself.
Where'd you get the name Friday from?
I was 15 years old, and my favorite artists were like Weeknd, Party Next Door. So I was just thinking of some shit like, you know, just to get their attention.
Mm.
Or some shit like, what can I come up with for Drake to sign me? And I just came up with Friday.
That was not your logic to it.
I swear to God.
What can I name myself to get Drake to sign me?
I was looking at Weeknd and Party Next Door as my favorite artists at the time. So I'm like,
that's actually hilarious.
I'm like, all right, I'm not going to go with Weeknd. And I think my cousin was like, go with Friday.
He said, I'm either going to do Weekday or...
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't stick with it until that was like in high school. So mm-hmm. Nigga like, nigga, we not calling you Friday. They just called me by my real name, like Franny, because I used to play ball and shit.
Okay.
So when I went to college, I'm introducing myself as Friday. And like the reaction I was getting to it, like it would just start like laughs and shit. Like I'll meet a girl, like my name is Friday, like, you know what I mean? It just started like a conversation or like, so I just ran with that in college, started performing and shit. It just stuck.
So they bought into it.
Yeah, they bought into
it. Your hometown friend said,
nah, fuck that shit.
but in college, where did you go to school?
Penn State.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the main campus though. It was like a branch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I got in that joint.
That's dope. How'd you like it?
You know, I went for my parents.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna care.
I was about to say you didn't like it.
I ain't had no mix. I'm not even a books boy. Like, school, I always had trouble in school. So, it was a thing with my parents. It's either you go to college or get a job or you got to get the fuck out the crib.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just went to college. Didn't have no major. Fell in all my grades and shit.
What do you mean you didn't have a... You just tried... You know,
you could... There's a way, like, you could go to school, but you don't have a major. You just taking general classes.
Oh, but that's like the first year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
First year...
Yeah, I had no.
Yeah, I ain't had no classes. Then I peeped. Like, I'm feeling all my shit. Then the second year, I just stayed on campus. Partying and shit, just hooping. I wasn't even going to class. And after the second year, I dropped out.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit.
It was definitely not for you.
Fuck no.
You think it was just the school you went to, or you just...
No, it ain't. I'm not going to be in the books. I'm not a books. Everybody different. Like, there's people... Move through life and shit, create their own shit.
Yeah.
I'm not about to just read a big ass book. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should have probably went to like trade school or some shit where I'm touching shit.
All right. So, yeah, that part. Love trade school. Okay. So, you dropped out of school. Your parents is pissed.
Yeah, they pissed.
So what did you tell them? Like, hey, I'm not doing this no more.
This shit not for me. And only like, and I was spending money out there. I'm using their money type shit. Like, I'm like, man, Kyle, 20. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't got a job out there. So when I dropped out, it wasn't too mad. Like, you getting bad grades. Ain't you fucked up out there? Like, yeah. We ain't too bad.
Go take your ass home.
Go get a job. Yeah, like, go get a job, bro. You cool.
Okay.
So I just went to go. I started working at Domino's and shit.
Okay.
For like, you know what I mean? Like a year.
Domino's. And then from there, what was the pivot to the music?
Domino's helped me save like a lot. Like, that tip money good of Domino's. I ain't got a cap, niggas don't know. You need a job, go to Domino's. The thing is, like, you create your own shit. You could deliver, you know what I mean? Mm. Build your relationships with the people. They give you, they fuck with you. They give you like $10 and shit.
I love Domino's.
Building, like, you know what I mean? I think me and my cousin saved up, like, my cousin worked at Domino's too. He put me on.
Okay.
But that's a long story. Like, the thing is, I'm from Philly, and I was like, I ain't about to do Domino's in the hood, bro. So it's like, it's this section outside of Philly, 30 minutes, called Ambler, PA.
Okay.
I went there where the white people were.
Oh,
so I could feel more safe and shit.
Gotcha.
Niggas won't see my face, like, the fuck you delivered? Friday, nigga. You know what I mean? So I saved up like $3,000 and then went to L.A. like in 2019. Mm. Me, my cousin, and my brother, Leo and France. That was like my first really introduction to like to see how shit really is. You know what I mean? I'll say that.
That trip to L.A., it was you moving there or you were just visiting?
Yeah, we moved there. We bought an apartment.
Ah, shit.
We got an apartment. We paid like a month or two. Just to see how it is, like, bro, we all know what we want to do.
Was this during the pandemic?
No, this like 2019.
Oh, but before.
Yeah, okay. Before. So it's like, we went out there, got a spot. And it was like, in Philly ain't really much, so we just risked it at all. Like, we might meet somebody that changed everything. Niggas that think L.A. sweet, that shit not what you think, bro. Like, if you go to L.A., you thinking some shit about to change for you? No, it's not, bro.
It was hard?
Hell yeah. Like, if you don't know nobody, you not doing shit. You just gonna be in your crib making beats just how you was in Philly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that narrative, and it's even worse over there because you see the shit right in front of you. Like, it's like, imagine you making beats and then you walking on down Hollywood, you seeing Capitol Records, and then you can't get in that shit.
Yeah.
That shit fucked my head up even
but
more.
But that's like, motivation.
It's motivation, but it's also another side of it, like, this shit right here. That's why I be saying, like, it's so easy to be homeless in L.A., bro. We was near that point. I remember the rent was due like the third month. Remember I told you we only had like $4,000 or $5,000. So the rent was due like second, third month. You know what I mean? Like the landlord snapping on us.
See, that's why you should have went during the pandemic. You would have got at least 6 months.
I heard that, John. Yeah, I heard that, John. That was no kidding. So, but it's like me and my brother's like, bro, Capital right here, bro. Like, I remember my brother told me, like, yo, I'm willing to go homeless with this shit. What about you? I said, fuck out of here.
No, he did not.
My ball crib. You tripping now. You know what I mean?
Did you guys end up going homeless?
No, I went to my mom's crib.
Oh, okay.
But imagine, like, I'm only saying that. Imagine somebody that don't got their mom crib to go to,
yeah.
They just like, all right. That's why you be seeing chilling niggas, chilling homeless niggas in L.A.
I know.
Like, what's up, Brody? How are you? They got fresh ass lay. After you done talking to him, nigga, go to his tent. You like, bro, you chilling, bro. What
happened? That shit is kind of nuts.
You a fresh homeless nigga.
Yeah.
This shit right in front of you, bro.
And that Capitol building, nice as hell, big as fuck.
You seeing everything.
Yeah.
The Capitol, the stars, not going back home. Just one more month. One more month turning 12 months.
I know. I feel like when you go to L.A., you kind of get into like a time lapse. Like, I feel like on the East Coast, things move fast. Like, I feel every day that goes by here. In L.A., it'd be like, wow, it's 6 p.m. already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, okay, so you ended up going back to your parents' crib.
But I will say this, though. Like, I remember, lucky for me, during the months, I remember it was a revolt.
Oh, summit?
Summit. So my brother, like, yo, it's a revolt summit. I remember I called my cousin Dave. I'm like, bro, I know Diddy gonna be here. All these niggas, I'm already seeing Snoop. I just need $150, bro, to buy my ticket. And that was when, like, the week I was really about to go back home, but I stayed one more week. You know what I mean? I told the landlord, Lord, one more week. And I went to the Revolt Summit. And then it was like a line, right? Where you could play your music for the A&Rs.
Fire.
I'm like, oh, shit. This my, you know what I mean? This my chance. I remember I was in the line, right? I was like, who I go to? It was like three A&Rs. Lady pointed right there. I'm like, nice to meet you. He's like, I was like, what's your name? It was Sean Barron. You know what I mean? At the time, I don't know. He still fucked with Ty Dolla $ign, but at the time, they were working together. You know what I mean? So as soon as I played him the song, he was like, damn, you want some soulful shit. This remind me of Ty. And then he was on some shit like, you ever think about being a songwriter? Mm. Once I met him, it was like, all right, it's up. All I need is one connect, and I'm a, you know what I mean? I'm going to have my way. Like, I'm just looking at it like this is an A&R that probably got three artists. If I can get the artists 2-3 songs a month,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm good. So that was like, even when I went back home, I was still in contact with him, sending him shit. So that gave me like a motivation, for sure.
So prior to that, you weren't songwriting. That was like your jump into songwriting?
Yeah, but when I met my manager, I was an artist, and even him told me, he was like, bro, it might be an easier way for you to get in the industry. It's songwriting and producing. So that's when I really started, like, jumping into that. I didn't even know how this shit worked for
him. Was it uncomfortable for you to, like, just give away your art like that? Or?
I already looked at myself as a, like, producer.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't uncomfortable. It was just the whole songwriting thing was just new. Like, this was really going on. Like,
yeah.
Like, hold up. Like, you mean to tell me, like, bro, like, I'll be watching the interviews. I'm like, remember I called my manager, like, bro, why are these artists not talking about the songwriters? And these niggas, I be in sessions, like, where the songwriter's writing the whole song, like, where the artist, like, I want to talk about this. And the songwriter just make the song. And then the artist go to the interview, like, they be like, how you come up with the song? They be like, act like they did that
I
shit.
I was just really
nigga, say the songwriter name, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that fucked my head up, like, so this was really going on?
Yeah.
These niggas not writing their songs. They going into interviews, making up a fake story what they was going through, acting like they wrote the song, and not saying the songwriter name.
Yeah.
Like some disrespectful shit.
Yeah. I mean, since the 90s.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. It's crazy. But I feel like it got even worse because when the 90s, you had 5 to 10 people writing. You knew who Babyface, Jermaine, all the songs was coming from one person. So Babyface already was making, you already knew.
It was like known.
Yeah, it was known. Like Babyface working with Boyz II Men, all these niggas, Jermaine Dupri.
But now people don't know.
It was like all these writers. So you got to give them a shout out. You got to, you know what I mean? So that fucked my head up going into the songwriting shit. Me personally.
So getting put on first through songwriting, I know I feel like some people get so comfortable in songwriting, like Party Next Door, who you mentioned, and it's like, dang, we wanted Party to drop more music, but he was just so happy with just feeding out verses through other artists.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself like getting stuck in that, or you're like, nah, I'm full blown?
I was just using that to get in.
Okay.
No, don't mind me. Like, I'll still work with like artists that I look up to and, like, you know, respect their talent. But me personally, I love the art, and I was just using that shit to get in. Like, once now I'm full blown locked in on my shit. Like,
so were you, growing up, were you like always into music?
Yeah, my dad had like a piano in the crib.
Okay.
Like, and I just used to wake up and like tap on that shit. So it was like, he peep every morning, I'll just tap on it, and he just got me like a teacher, piano teacher at like 6 years old.
Fire.
She started teaching me a little shit. Then I started playing at church.
Ah, okay.
And I started like singing and playing at church.
Nice.
Everybody, I just seen the reaction. I just like, all right.
Dope. I'm one of them. Love that. Yeah, I feel like music theory is like a dying thing in the music industry.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it comes to just putting together records or even using instruments in general. So it's dope that you have that.
No, for sure.
What is it like collaborating with other artists? Because having that advantage is, like, you know, a different lens.
What you mean by that, like?
Like, do you find it easier collaborating with artists or, like, more challenging because your ear is different?
No, it's easy because I see things from every point of view. Like, so even if you listen to my music, it's like you hear, like, damn, bro, musically, like, up there. But I also keep it simple. For the regular listener, I don't do too much. where, like, you can't sing along with me or, like, it's too, you know what I mean? So I see everything from, like, a good point of view. So I understand it's very easy for me to collaborate and shit.
On Lost in My Melody, in the beginning, you talk about how people, you talked about, like, in the journey, how people see you're up, but they don't know that just because I'm up don't mean financially I'm just as up. And I was like, damn, that's.
Empty stomach, I think.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn.
That whole song was about LA, that trip I told you
about. Oh, that's about L.A.
You know how, like, when I left, everybody from Philly, like, damn, he up.
Ah, okay.
Went to L.A., bro. You taking pictures with the niggas at the concerts? Not even knowing. Like, I'm sneaking backstage with my keyboard. So it was like, everybody hitting me up. Like, I'm proud of you and shit. Nigga, I don't got a dollar in my pocket.
Hilarious.
So that was like, that song.
That, but that showed you how, like, perception works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. And there's people that'll run with that perception.
I know.
A lot of people that do.
But obviously, don't let them fool you. You're not comfortable with that shit.
Nah, I ain't comfortable with that shit.
Are you over it? I'm over it. I hate that.
Yeah, I ain't with that. You just be true to yourself. People gonna feel you more.
That's real.
Be true to yourself. Like, it's a lot of niggas going through what you're going through. If you say that shit, people gonna fuck with you.
Have a lot of people came up to you and been like,
hell yeah, like that. Just that empty stomach alone was like, damn, like, I was chasing my dreams on an empty stomach. I'm standing in VIP while my rent is due.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what us artists and musicians go through, bro. Like, this shit, it ain't no, like, middle ground to this shit.
There
either
is.
You fucked up, fucked up for a long time,
yo,
and then something changed.
Yeah.
It ain't no middle ground, like, nah, you fucked up for a long time. No bullshit. You fucked up for a long time. You meet somebody, that shit start changing.
Oh.
It ain't no middle ground to this shit as what we do. Like, that's why you gotta respect people that's chasing their shit. Cause it ain't no shit you can read. It ain't no 4 year. I gotta take this class. I got this shit. Just like keep going, bro. Like, it's a maze, bro.
You're not lying at all. It's just funny cause you keep emphasizing the long time.
Yeah,
you
sure,
fucked
yeah.
up for a long time.
Yeah. Like, damn, I just need one person. That was my whole mindset. I just need one person to hear this shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
That's fire. So, all right. So, what was your long time moment? What was the click?
I say the click, pandemic.
Okay.
As I was songwriting, I met my boy, Danuzo. And he was sending me beats like, yo, I need hooks.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, he was about to sign a deal. So, when he was playing the records we had to his, like, publishing deal, lady like, hey, who that on the hooks? You know what I mean? And he hit me up like, yo, bro, is A&R interested in you? She hit me up. It was Olivia and Amy. I love y'all. Changed my life. I sent them like 5 more records. Signed me off during the pandemic.
Wow.
I didn't even have to go to L.A. I was in the crib. I was in the hood. I told my mom I'm about to sign. That shit was like 60. Nice little bread, like 60,000. That shit came to me in the pandemic. I gave my mom like 10 bands out that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I put my mom through a lot of shit. So, you got to think, like, my mom watching me make music every fucking day.
Yeah.
Every morning, like, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and I'm going to sleep. So, imagine her, like, nigga, go get a job. Like, I'm like, just be patient. Like, I'm working right now. Trust me. Like, I met a few people.
Man.
Give me a few months. I met, like, 2 people that could change the shit. So, when I got that 60,000... and I showed my mom that shit.
She like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Tap that piano, baby.
No, that's how it is. Now she coming in the room early and shit. Like, what you making? I'm like, nah. Don't worry about it.
That is so funny. You know, I be trying to tell my parents too, because I went home during the pandemic for 7 months. And my mom was like, all you do is read and eat cupcakes. And I'm like, I am thinking. Like, you got to, like, you gotta see it in your head.
And yeah, for sure.
Just because I'm not physically doing something doesn't mean I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm plotting in my brain.
It's hard to explain it to them, though.
It is.
For you to put their mind in how you think, it's impossible, kind of.
I know.
Especially for my parents. I'm Haitian.
Oh.
So like, yeah, so. Nigga, it's job, school. Like,
are they a fan of hip-hop?
I got, like, spiritual parents, so it's like, they know... Lucky for me, like,
they know the Fugees.
They know Chris Brown. They know Jay-Z. They know Lil Wayne. They don't know all the other shit.
Okay.
Like, they know all the big names, but they don't know what's going on.
Okay. That's so funny. All right, so wait, why were you drawn to R&B?
I feel like I was like in church a lot, so it's like,
oh yeah, yeah.
So it was like a lot of soulful shit. But, like, while that, I'm listening to, like, Boyz II Men.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Once I started doing my thing, I'm like, where can I go with this? So I started listening to Boyz II Men, like, at a young age. Like, all the Brian McKnight. I just listening, just going through life. Like, Meek Mill, Drake.
It's like you just dream. Jumped to two extremes just now. Boyz II Men to Meek Mill. Because it's
like, Boyz II Men is, like, close to church. So it's like, damn, I fuck with these niggas.
Soulfully sound.
Soulfully.
Yeah.
And then, like, I start getting older and going through my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I start listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listening to Meek, Drake, Kanye. And like, damn. So my whole thing was like, how can I put all this shit together and make some shit for me?
Okay.
How I could create.
So at what point did you connect with Vory?
Vory?
Did you guys know each other?
Nah, that was, like, right after God did.
Oh, that was after God did.
Yeah, I've been a fan of Vory, though. Like,
okay.
But I connected to him after God did.
Okay, fire. Okay, so, all right, let's talk about God did. Obviously, it's a huge record to be a part of with fucking three of hip-hop goats.
Mm-hmm.
How is it like working with them?
It was crazy. Like, I can't explain it, bro. It's just, I still can't explain it to this day. Like, I don't know. Like, so it was like, I created God did by myself.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, made that hook in my room. Just being inspired by Khaled every day. He was on God Day. God Day. That shit was just touching me, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
That's dope, actually.
Yeah, it was just touching me every time he said it. And I'm like, damn, like, let me just create something. Me and my manager, Edgar, he was like, bro, create something called God Day. Let's try to get it to Khaled in some way. So I made the hook. I sent it to my A&R, Eddie. And lucky, he had Khaled's number.
Mm.
I played it to him on FaceTime. That nigga was like, I think that nigga started crying, bro. Like, right after I played that shit.
Wow.
He was looking out the window crying and shit.
It already had the piano and everything
piano
on it?
Piano on my hook. Not the drums.
Oh, okay.
Piano on my hook.
Okay.
That shit. I'm like, Eddie, get this to Khaled. He said, sent it to Khaled the next day. Khaled hit us probably like the next day and was like, this shit gonna be a movie. We already started like the paperwork and shit. It was supposed to be my song, like, nobody else. Just piano, keys, hook. Like, it was supposed to be Friday, like, God Did interlude.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah, I can hear that, yeah.
Friday, God Did. So we already started the paperwork. Friday, God Did interlude. Khaled hit us like, hey, this shit gonna live forever. I just threw three people on it.
Damn.
Yeah, he hit
Shout
us like the next
Khaled. Week. What
yeah,
the
different nigga. He think different, bro. He think he got a different head, like. What? I wouldn't even think to take it to where he took it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when niggas like Khaled, like, bro, like, they really, like, you know what I mean? He took it to the next level. Once he told me that, I'm like, I already know what's going on. Like, I'm already thinking, like, Kanye. I'm thinking Jay-Z. I'm thinking Nas. I'm thinking Beyonce.
Beyonce!
That's just what I'm thinking based off the record I created.
Yes.
It's such a big record.
Yeah.
So I'm... In my mind, I'm like, you're not about to put just a little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to put
is
a
Khaled. Khaled is known for the names.
Exactly. So I'm hearing little rumors like Jay-Z, 5-minute verse. I'm seeing Jay-Z on the gram and shit. I'm getting a little text like, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, ain't no way. Nigga, like, the boy that produced it with my man Street Runner, and he could call me. He's like, don't tell nobody. It's Jay-Z, though. I said, get the fuck out of here. He says, Jay-Z, bro. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, bro. Nigga, I'm running around the crib, bro, in the hood. Trenches. Like, what the fuck? And then I got word it was another singer, John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Once I heard that, I'm like, fuck. At that point, I have 6,000 followers.
Mm.
I'm a regular nigga, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Probably got like a few placements with some C-list artists. Just a regular nigga, like, you know what I mean? But so... When I heard John Legend, I'm like, damn, threw me off, bro. Like,
it's fucking up.
It's you know up. What I mean? They probably got me doing backgrounds, keep my choir. They let John Legend run it. It's cool. I accept. I already put that in my head. It's
no,
cool.
They, yeah.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what they supposed to do. I'm not tripping off that. That's just how the game works.
Yeah.
We're not about to let this little nigga in the hood with 6,000 followers lead a song with Jay-Z.
But they did, though.
Khaled did.
God did.
And God did. No bullshit. That shit really crazy because it's like, I didn't hear the song until it came out.
What?
The whole time I'm wondering.
Why you didn't ask him? As soon as he told me, he put three
I wasn't even in contact with Khaled. It was just not yet. Like,
Through the A&R?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, okay.
And it was when shit with Jay-Z is very secret. Like, ain't no sending tracks and get like, just wait till this shit come out. Like, and don't even ask. I'm on some shit. I'm not even gonna ask. I don't wanna fuck up for me. Everybody, this little nigga hype, we about to take him off the fucking record.
Understood.
So, you know what I mean? You just gotta be on some chill shit, play it cool. When that shit came out, bro, at 12 a.m. next to my mom and my brother.
That's dope.
I hear Khaled talking. I'm like, hold on. I'm nervous and shit. I hear my voice come in. Oh, my God. I lost it at the crib. Aww.
I
start crying. Niggas, we start going crazy. I'm crying and shit. That shit was just unbelievable, bro. Like,
that's a dope-ass story. Yeah. Dang, man.
Then I think Khaled, when it came out, Khaled hit me that night. First time I talked to Khaled, I was at the club. I didn't have a dollar in my pocket. My cousin just came to the crib. I was like, bro, we got to celebrate this shit.
Facts. Bro,
I'm not about to go to the club. I can't get a section. I got God there. I'm not standing on the floor. That's how I think of it. You can't be on the floor. Got to get a section. He like, it's on me, bro. It's on me. We got the section. Went to the club. I got a DM. Khaled like, what's your number? I was like, give me my number. Like 7 minutes later, like, I got a call. My like, it's Khaled. Me and my brother ran out the club, bro. First time I talked to Khaled, he telling me, I'm telling him thank you. He telling me thank you. Like, no, thank you. Like, you
gave him his biggest record.
Gave me the song that inspired Jay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Inspired my album. I'm just telling him, bro, like, at that point, the song number one, number one, everywhere on the radio, on Apple Music, I'm just telling Khaled, like, bro, you changed my life. Like, you don't understand what you did, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm walking around Philly right now. I'm hearing niggas say Friday. And they don't know it's me.
Like, oh, wow.
Everybody talking about this Jay-Z verse.
Yeah.
This boy Friday ran that shit. I'm hearing niggas in the gym say my name. One time I had a whole combo with a nigga about me.
No.
He like, this new nigga in the Friday ran that shit. I'm in a sauna. In the gym sauna, he like, this new nigga Friday ran that goddamn shit. And he talking about, I'm like, yeah, he ran that shit.
That's hilarious.
I'm just going along with that jump. Because you got to think, like, I had 6,000 followers. Nobody know me.
They nobody
just,
really knows,
at that point,
yeah.
They just knew the name.
Yeah.
Twitter going crazy. Like, damn, who this Friday nigga? I remember Kylie, he just told me, bro, like, they going to know real soon. Like, give it a couple months.
Yeah.
Everybody going to know. Trust me.
Dang. That's a crazy story.
For sure.
So, all right. So, God did happen. Nobody knew who you were in Philly. But, so wait. Nobody knew who you were in Philly, but people who knew who you were in PA?
Niggas knew who I was in Philly.
Oh, okay.
But
they just didn't put two and two together.
No, it wasn't like a broad thing. If you knew me, you knew me.
Oh, okay.
Like, in Philly, I used to be like an engineer, so I used to engineer like a lot of rappers and artists and shit. But if you knew me, you knew me. So, the niggas that knew me knew.
Yeah.
But it was just the niggas that knew me.
Fire.
You know what I mean? So.
Went back in the club, got fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up. Celebrated. Went home, cried a little bit.
Yeah, that's dope. I love the gratitude. You've obviously connected with them since then.
Yeah.
What has it been like? What have you learned from them?
It's a lot. Like, I remember God did. I went to Miami to link with Kyle like 2 months after God did.
Did you get the chef service and all that? I hear he does.
He still owe me that. He owe me that.
Okay.
He didn't get that. I pulled up the late night, John. He know he owe me
that. Oh, okay.
But it was just genuine love, bro. Like, and then I played him my project. I already had the project ready. I'm like, I want to play the project. I played him the project. He was like, bro, like, I remember he told me, like, yo, Friday, you can't be, like, scared with this shit. Like type of music you're making, is people need this shit. So I need you to get out in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And what you putting in the project, express that shit and say that shit, like, with a full chest. I remember that night, bro. That same night, me and Kylan went to Story. The Story of the club. Mm-hmm. I think it was Story of Live Miami. He like, come out with me. Like, had the whole VIP treatment for me. We hopped in the, I don't know what that car is. With the back door, the doors open on some reverse shit.
Mm.
Niggas waiting for Kylan with the flashes. That nigga like, everybody, this the nigga that seen God did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how we pulled up to the club. Nigga did God did, brought me on stage.
This sounds like a movie.
Movie shit. I got it on my phone. I can show you that shit. Same night, we did it again.
Wow.
We did it at Live, and then the next night, we did it at Story.
Wow.
Same shit. I hopped on stage with him. everybody, this Friday, I want to bring a young legend. Nigga just showed me love, bro. Like,
that's dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a genuine nigga, bro. Like, genuine nigga.
So from there, you got the deal.
Yeah, got the deal.
Got the deal. Man? Yeah.
Nah, for sure.
Congrats.
I appreciate you.
Big congrats. That's so dope. Damn. It's important to have a lot of good people in your corner.
Yeah, facts.
It's hard to find. You're a lucky one to get somebody like that. Yeah. A lot of people are very selfish, I would say. All right, so Lost in Melody, what was the inspo behind the project and the name?
The name, I wanted like to keep something with melodies inside it. So it was like, I didn't know what. And my manager was like, Lost in Melody. I like that perfect title. Like, if you listen to my music, it's just, you lost. You get into like a different zone. And it's just like melody is just hitting you. Like, you probably hear my track, listen to it 20 times, and hear something that you ain't even hear the first time, like a background or like a, you know what I mean, an ad lib. So it's just like, while I was creating it, everything I do is led by melodies. Like, I don't write nothing. Like, it's all freestyles. Like, I lay down the melodies and I just make words with the melodies.
Okay.
So that's how. Creating it, I'm literally like lost in the melody. And if you listen to it, you feel like you lost
too. That makes sense.
But it was just, I just want people to feel me. Like, I feel like it's a lot of music that's just being created and nobody really putting their self or they real, who they are in the music.
I feel like I know your story out there.
Yeah,
listening.
I feel like, and that's why, like, my fan base, I just, even now, like, I'm not the biggest artist, but it's like, I know when I go on tour, my fans gonna come out. It's a heart to heart. How I create my music and what I say, it's a million people going through it. And I'm not just looking for the banger. I'm not just looking for what the club need. I'm looking for somebody to come to my concert and cry and shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's just what I wanted to create with this project. Tell my story, make it relatable for everybody that's going through something. And you could get through whatever you're going through.
I love that you said three times that you wanted to cry or that you did cry. And that, you know, because some men be like, I can't cry. Or like, they act like they don't cry.
Yeah.
And it's like dope that you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't cry a lot, man. I don't let me fuck up. But like, certain shit you got or you don't got no choice. Certain shit, it's not even, you can't even control. And these not even tears of, I don't cry like when I'm sad.
Like, it's like gratitude.
It's just, that shit just come down one time. Like, I remember after Miami, how I'm explaining you that movie that just happened when I met Khaled. I remember, like, the last day when I'm going back home, I just started crying in the shower, bro. And I was crying for, like, 4 hours. My brother came in the room like, bro, you ugly as shit. Like, stop crying, nigga, you ugly as shit. Chill, bro. Like,
whole time
I can't control that shit. I'm like, bro, I can't stop crying. I don't know why. It's like tears of joy, though.
Of course.
Like, you know, all the shit you came from, bro. Just gotta cry, bro. Thank God.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Did you end up going back to L.A.?
Around what time?
Just at all.
Yeah, I go back. I don't live out there, but I go back a lot. Just to,
he said, I'm done with that place. I'm not going back.
Yeah, no, I like that place. It's just
okay.
Do what you gotta do in there. You don't gotta
stay.
Me, like, if you coming up, I feel like you gotta stay there. Like, it's a place you gotta, at one point, you gotta network, run around, do all the groundwork. I did that groundwork in, like, 2020, where I signed my first pub deal, running around meeting producers.
Yeah.
So I feel like now it's just, I could just step in for 2 weeks.
No, that makes sense.
Pop back up.
All right, we're going to do fill in the blanks, and this is just to get to know you, okay? The older I get, the less I blank.
The older I get, the less I give a fuck, to be honest.
Man, that is like, that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't really care about much. I care about what's important. Money, my family, and God.
Great. I love that. I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
There's a lot of shit that come to mind. I'm trying to think of some good shit, though. Oh.
Damn, you was...
Failed ninth grade. I fell ninth grade.
You fell ninth grade? What the hell were you doing?
Bad grades and shit. But I didn't know I
fell. Were you going to class? No.
I was going to class, but I was one of them niggas, like, just be in class. Like, you know, just be doing dumb shit.
Doing everything, but not the work.
Yeah. So it was shocking to me when I fell ninth grade because nobody told me. Like, What happened was, I went to a school outside of Philly.
Okay.
My dad took me to a school, like, it's called Colesville. Mm-hmm. It's like 30, 40 minutes away from Philly. But that summer, I went back, I would go to Philly every summer at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
So, while they sending, like, the little summer school just shits to my mail.
Oh, you didn't get it.
Nobody checking that shit. I'm like, yo, why y'all not checking it? So, I'm coming in 10th grade thinking, I'm in 10th grade. I'm looking around me, and you know the advisory jump. I'm looking around, y'all like, yo, where all my niggas at? Like, I don't know nobody in this jump.
That's nuts.
Then I read the jump. That shit said 9. Bro, I cried that day. That's another day I cried. Because you got to think, bro, like.
You had no idea.
Not only that, I'm that nigga. Like, I was a hooper.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like, one of the best hoopers in my, like, class. So it's like.
It was just embarrassing.
If I wasn't a hooper, I probably wouldn't care. But the fact that I'm a hooper and I'm, you know what I mean? That shit just tore me up. Like.
Was there a way you could, like, take summer classes and shit?
Yeah, so I went to the principal. I'm like, bro, how can we fix this, please? Like. I don't, my mom didn't even know.
Damn.
Report card's coming. I'm busting out the 9. Try, like, you know what I mean? I'm busting out the 9. The whole year, my mom ain't know.
Damn.
I'm taking the 9 out. And you got to think, I'm a hooper, so they still put me on JV team, a 10th grade team.
Because
The coaches already knew who I was. They're like, yeah. All right, we know you failed, but we're still going to put you on a 10th grade team. So that kind of covered it up. Like, nigga, I'm on a 10th grade team.
Yeah.
But my niggas knew, like, bro, you.
Get it together. Yeah, yeah, nigga, tighten up.
You going out bad out this joint. Only...
That's funny. Yeah,
that was a bad joint for me.
That's, damn. All right. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Damn, that's a good one. So little about, I don't know. I feel like I know what I need to know right now.
Okay.
I feel like. I'll dive in some shit. Yeah, I feel like I need to dive in, like, the business more, my contracts and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, on the business end, but I feel like it's a time for that. Like, right now, I need to be locked in on.
Creating.
Yeah, but I still got to dive into that shit.
For sure.
I feel like I need to know more about what's really going on, like, you know what I mean, dive deep into that shit.
Yeah. You got a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah.
Just a break a day.
Yeah, fact.
Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Thank God, bro. Yeah, I just thank God.
From time to time, it's good to blink.
Thank God. Look back at your life and thank God.
Okay.
That's the only way, like.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
Say that again.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked. You trip on stage.
Yeah, I can't think. I don't think I made a fool of myself.
Okay. An ideal world would be blank for you.
Like what I dream of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, right now. That's all. I'm grateful, like, right now, period. Like,
this is it.
Yeah, this is it. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm grateful. And 3 years ago, this is where I want to be. Yeah, so.
What would you say is the overall goal?
Of my what I'm trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
Take it how I need to take it. Like, I don't compare myself to nobody. It's just about me. Like, what can I do to elevate me? What can I do to beat what I just did? You know what I mean? Or just build a bigger fan base and give my fans what they need.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You would never believe me if I told you blank.
Nah, I feel like anything I tell you, you'll believe me.
Try? Yeah.
Bro, I really think everything I'll tell you, you'll believe me.
Okay.
I'm not really, you know what I mean?
My personality trait is blank.
Chill, calm. If you get to know me, funny shit, you know what I mean? But if a nigga see me, like, from afar, I ain't really talking to niggas. Like, I'll be out the way. Chill, boy, like, to himself. For sure.
I get that. I forgot to ask you about your relationship with Lil Baby and how that collab came about.
Nah, for sure. That shit came from Vory. Like you said, after I met Vory, after God did, me and him just start creating like a few records. And it was like, we got like 6 records. Like at the time, we got more now. And then he posted me. That was actually, that hook was for Vori.
Oh, yes. I actually know the story. Yeah,
that hook was for Vori. And he posted it, and that shit went stupid. Like, Lil Baby hit him, like, bro, who that on the hook? Like, I need the song, bro. And at the time, it was just like, even now, like, Vori is like, bro, it's your time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I respect what you got going on. This one make it even bigger for you, bro. Like, and he just gave, you know what I mean? Real that's nigga, love, bro. Yeah. Just gave it to Lil Baby. And that's how that record came. Like, now that shit. I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, I didn't even know. Because right now, it was doing what it got to do. You know what I mean? But it's going crazy right now.
Yeah. It's funny because all your hooks is was gravitating people. Nah, like, for sure, from the A&Rs to other artists. Yeah. It's like, and right now, we're in a space where we need a hook master. Like, it was Chris, it was Ty, now it's Friday.
Yeah, I'll be that nigga. Yeah. I don't have no problem with being that. You know what I mean? It's just, I give that feeling, you know? I'm going to make you feel something. It's not even about what I'm saying sometimes. It's just, damn, I just feel, bro. I feel like that's why niggas just gravitating to me.
Yeah. Do you see yourself, learning any more instruments or, like, or?
I'm thinking cool. I play like, a piano. I play the bass guitar.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I play the drums. Oh, all shit. This I learned at church. You know what I mean? Just at a young age, like, whatever I look to, like, I just hop on. You know when a nigga, the little young boys and shit just hop on the instruments? I just hopped on and just, and then I took that to music. I was like, when I go to L.A., I want to be that nigga in the room. Like, you don't got to call nobody. Like,
you can do it all.
Yeah, I don't, we need a guitar player. We need a keyboard. No, like, I just want. And that's how you get more money, too. It's like, work. Friday here, we don't need to call it. Piano player Friday here, we don't need to call an engineer. Friday here, we don't need, you know what I mean? So I wanted to master everything. Even guitar, I mastered it probably like 2020.
Oh, wow.
I just picked up the guitar.
So when producing, like, what is it that you start with?
Probably piano. You know what I mean? I let people build around it. Like, just how God did. It's kind of like, at first it was just me and keys. So I start with, like, piano or guitar. I don't really do drums. So I collaborate with a lot of people for them to produce around what I do.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm still working on every project. Like, I just dropped with Rod Wave, G Herbo, Lil TJ, Lil Key. Like, yeah. I'm producing for everybody right now. So
congratulations.
Like, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're having a hell of a year. And I'm excited to see where it goes for you.
Appreciate you.
Of course. Shout out to your grandma. Everybody know where they can follow Friday and tap in.
Follow Friday everywhere. Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Friday Official on YouTube. You know, get with me.
Until next time, guys. Thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate you.